Hello and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And in the news today, there's some support for UK dairy farmers from the Dragon's Den of all places. Deborah Meaden, who stars in the Den, says that mega dairies of up to 8,000 cows are based on what she calls unsustainable principles and high-risk economic guesswork. Now, this goes against the current thinking that the only way to survive in dairy farming is to get big or get out. And in support of her theories are the World Society for the Protection of Animals, who claim that long-term, the best chances of survival in the dairy game are by keeping smaller, single units of cows fed on grass. And sticking with dairying for a moment, UK Farm Minister Jim Pace told Farmers Weekly last week at the dairy event that the British have some of the most efficient milk producers in the world, and he's confident about their long-term future.
Yes, I am very confident. I can't pretend to you that we're going to suddenly stop farmers leaving the industry. They leave for many reasons. Sometimes difficult to get staff, and if they need to make big investments in new parlours or whatever, then sometimes they say it's not worth it. I can understand all that. But don't forget, we've seen over the last few years that the production of milk has not fallen. Numbers of dairy farmers has, but production hasn't. So I'm optimistic that the dairy industry has a great future.
Also in the news, reforms to the Common Agricultural Policy, which suggests that 7% of land be taken out of food production as a sort of new set-aside, were condemned as sheer madness by MEP George Lyon, who together with NFU Scotland said it made no sense at all at a time when food shortages and security and rising fuel prices were all a reality. These proposals will have a serious impact on food production right across Europe, said Scott Walker of NFU Scotland, who has told the Eurocrats to go back to the drawing board and think again. Now, you don't need me to tell you that the weather is having a serious impact on our harvest 2011 north of the border. We've nursed the crops through a tremendous growing season, and the early cut stuff shows great promise of both good yields and great quality, particularly for the spring barleys. But after the rains of the past few days, there's a lot of talk amongst farmers of things being almost as bad as the harvest of 1985. It's testing everyone's patience, and latest estimates put crops cut at only about 30% so far. So, in spite of all the technology at our disposal, the weather still calls all the shots, as it always has when it comes to harvesting. But that's it for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.